John.
Marilee.
Hey.
God, it's getting tougher to get hooked up all the time, isn't it? Crazy.
Yeah. Did you get the email saying that they're gonna change the platform to where we had to go to Riverside?
Well, I got that from you, actually, not from them, but I haven't seen theirs, but maybe I got one. When is that going to happen?
I
You
think it
know?
already did. I'm not really sure about it. I'm so not good with those things, you know. It's kind of like, okay.
It's a wonder that you and I actually get a podcast done at all, frankly,
Seriously.
because we don't give a
Seriously.
shit about the podcast.
Exactly.
We just care about talking to one another.
Well, you know, well, not as sad. It's just for me, you know, any slight blip in technology, I mean, I don't hesitate to just walk away.
Yeah, I don't
You
know
know,
why they
it's.
think that's cool. I like consistency in my life, like anybody else, I think. And if you change it, like you're just describing, why do you want to like that? What's to like about that?
Well, you know what? And I hear that. However, I mean, I'm so guilty of that. I am so guilty of that. Because people who are following me are just like, oh my gosh, now where are you, Marilee? You know what I mean? Because I'm not consistent. I've been all over the place. You know, just trying to find a home that, you know, a platform that I can rely on. And each one has not been, you know, good for me.
Yeah, but this is Spotify we're on. This is supposed to be the big dog.
I know.
And they're just
I
like
know.
everybody else so far.
I don't know. I honestly, I just don't know. I just know that the energetic hit of, you know, just here, now you have to go through this platform in order to get to Spotify. And I'm like, what? I don't want to do that. I don't want anything more complicated. I don't have time for that. You know, so it takes the wind out of my sails, and then I'm less likely to make an effort to get on my own podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're becoming Taylor Swift and you're winning all the awards in the book
No,
business.
I'm not becoming
You
Taylor Swift.
won another award today. I mean, that's three this week or whatever it
I
is.
know, but yeah, I know, but I
Huh?
mean, it's not a good comparison by any means. Even though I know you mean well, it just, no, I can't be associated like that.
Right. Okay. So,
Yeah.
anyway, you're winning lots of awards.
Yes. And today I'm super excited about it. I really wanted to get the Legacy Award, and I did. I got the what is it? What was it called? The
Oh, I forgot something. It's just
I
another.
forgot too. I forgot already. There's the I can't even
I
remember
can
now,
look it
but
up.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, I am grateful and I'm super excited about it. And the thing is, I'm just happy because whoever is reading the book, right, they're acknowledging immediately the value of it. And so I'm getting the award. However, nobody knows the value of the book until they put it into practice. That's when it becomes invaluable.
But I think they're, but well, of course, the people that read the book for the awards, they've read it, and so they're giving you the awards. The consumers, I think that's the beauty of the awards, is that they're prompts, they're like triggers to let people say, well, this is, three or four major international expert. I mean, you're in the United States, you're in London, come on. So, I
And this
mean,
is the legacy.
yeah. And so
Yeah.
if these are the big dogs who like it, then maybe I should give it a read. It's like when you said, when you wrote your story today earlier about Deals, Danger, Destiny, and Floppy Feathers
Yeah.
in the game,
Yeah.
and there were like, I don't know, 13 comments just came popping right out of the sky, who were saying either they were curious or, well, I probably should. Well, that's the whole
Right.
idea,
Exactly. You're missing out if you don't. You're
Yeah.
missing, yeah.
But
You're
they,
missing out on the whole pie.
but if you hadn't have said that yourself, they wouldn't have cared. But because you said it, it's important. And it's like because the International Legacy Awards or the International Impact Award or the London says it, that makes it real.
Right.
When I had a friend of mine who used to work for Komatsu, he was a a graphic designer for Komatsu of Japan, and he said, and I he was to design and do all their brochures, and I said, what, you know, what, why are you doing it? What is your thing about this? And he said, because the brochure makes it real. As soon, you know, if you can hand a piece of paper in somebody's hand, it's real. If you tell them about it, it's okay. But when you flop that piece of paper in their hand, it's real. And when you put the award down for Marilee's new book, it's real. You know, the fact that she gets one every 3 or 4 days is even more real.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't. Oh gosh. I just looked at my email. I was like, wait, what? And then I, yeah, thrilled.
Well, I mean, it's just, it makes me so happy. I mean, it's just wonderful, really, truly.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you, know, you
Yes,
just, you've
yes.
got. I'm not a bit surprised, frankly. I mean, I'm
Right.
sort of pretending to act surprised, but I'm not surprised. It's wonderful, and you
Yeah.
deserve every minute of it. You know,
Thank
you really
you.
do.
Well, you know, I'm excited because I need the recognition. I need that so people understand. It's like, just you gotta get the book. You gotta read it. You just don't know until you know. You know, and
Course.
yeah, people could just be like, you know, screaming from the rooftops, and you just don't know until you know.
That's right.
And yeah, exactly. And I mean, today's post about, you know, our books, I loved it a lot. I was just prompted and reminded by, you know, a friend that, and it's like, what is that all about? You know, they see it come in their feed. If they can't connect, you know, ago with the current post or this and that, they're just not following. There's too much scrolling going on. And so when you put it in the story form and an image form and like this, it's the whole shebang.
The
This is what
graphic
you
was
want.
perfect, I thought. Yeah,
Thank
I thought it
you.
was perfect. Yeah. In fact, I sent that whole thing off to Kirkus Reviews.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Might as well send it to the big dogs, you know?
Sure.
So let them
Wow.
be aware.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, because I mean, just, you know, trying to change a life, you know, and Doug had come on there, made a comment, and you know, just the gratitude. And it's like, I know you're thanking me, I know that, but really the thanks goes to you because you were called and you answered the call, you know, to your own heart.
Well, that's true enough, but they don't know me from, you know, I'm the guy in the shadows.
Well,
So
right
it's,
now, until they know what your books are.
well, yeah, but they're still good. I mean, it's still all about you. I mean, I get that, but I mean, I'm Moses, you know, I'm still Peter to God, you know, I'll never be God. I'm Peter, you know.
Well, you
Don't
know
leave a
it.
basilica after me, but you're going to be God. That's the difference.
Well, I'll be love. I will be that. I will take that. You know, and just it's about time that love gets recognition.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't
You know
realize
what?
I'd agree more, you know, a month ago or 2 years ago or whatever it was.
Right.
I agree now because I read your book.
Yeah. You know,
around
what?
this household is becoming ridiculous. I mean, your book is everywhere. Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
good.
it's all part of the package.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, and the excitement, and you know, you can just like, oh my gosh, we're gaining momentum as people understand the gravity of what is happening right now.
Here's a visual for you, okay? I've written 5 books, and 2 of them are, I know, I mean, at least any more than 2 or 3 are on the desk, right? My books, I wrote them. My family is in the house running around, right? What are they reading? My books? Fuck no. They're reading your book.
They
I'm saying, pardon me, you guys, but see the one there on the left, that's my book. I wrote that book. I write, but I'm reading Marilee's book right now. Yeah. Okay, good.
but you know why? Because my book is about them. You know, and who doesn't want to learn about themselves?
Well, I mean, you're right. Yeah, I'm sure. Right. But I mean, I'm in your shadow. I don't mind being there, for about, I don't know, probably I'll like it for about 10 minutes, maybe 6 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, it's only until they get to the end. And when they get to the end, and be like, whoa. And it's like, well, what are John's books about? And then the beautiful story unfolds. And you already know the end because you read the game. So it really doesn't matter what you read first, because if you start with Floppy Feathers and it's magnificent, but which way are you going to go? Are you going to go forward and read the game? Are you going to go backwards and read John's book? You know, Deals Danger Destiny. Which way are you going to go? Because you're going to go somewhere.
You're right. You really have to, because until you've read all three books in this series, you really don't have any choice. You've
Right.
got to get it all together because that's how it all works out. And I think those are keepers. All three of those books are keepers and becomes part of a permanent library. But we should probably sell them as a unit, actually, or at least that offer them as three for one. I sent two off today to a gal in Idaho. That is, very dear and near friend of mine, but she was just excited as hell. Really good.
She was.
Oh yeah, very exciting. Your book, and I sent her a deck of cards too, because I sent her the picture of the your book and my book in the rattan or whatever it is, basket, where the ace of spades and the queen of hearts is there. And so I threw in a brand new deck of cards with the books for her, so she can duplicate the picture.
For what?
I don't know why. Who cares? I'm just, I'm the ace of spades, you're the queen of hearts,
I mean, who knows what people are going to do? They're going to start getting creative and doing their own thing and, having parties and, the game parties and
Well, I'm thinking that maybe we could, put your face on a couple of decks of cards. It might be kind of fun. We can invent a card game,
Yes. Sky's the limit.
the game of the game,
That's right.
or some version of chess that's, the game of the game. But that's kind of high toned. I don't know,
I don't
but
know.
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just having a lot of fun. I think we're having more fun. I'm having more fun now than I had in a long time. I really am,
Well,
because of your
yeah.
success. Because of your success.
Well, I mean, thank you, but I think we're having the time of our life because that's what we're meant to do, all of us. All of humanity is supposed to be loving. And when you just jump in with both feet and go, "Hey, I want to play." You start experiencing this amazing world that's, it's spinning in love.
You're right.
Yeah, and
No, you're
every
right.
day is good, every moment is good, every magical occurrence, I just can't even. Like today when you sent me that goose, I'm like, I looked it up immediately and it's V for victory. It was just out of the blue. And then, when I went to the post office and I went up to the desk to mail my letter, and I looked down and boom, there's my Canadian penny with a queen on it, and I'm like, there it is. And I looked at it and I'm like, clearly that's my penny. So I take the penny, but then I feel a little guilty about it, and I looked at the postman and I said, there was a penny right there. I said, is it okay if I have it? And he looks at me and he kind of smiles. He goes, yes, it's a lucky penny. And I'm like, yes,
Oh,
it
God, you just
Yeah.
have no idea how lucky that penny is. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All of it. And yeah. It's just, oh God, it's so good all the time. And then, just finding that in my email and I don't know.
Well, what's good today too is that Roger Penrose and Stuart Hameroff are beginning to underwrite your position on
Free
free
will.
will.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Everything steps in line. Oh my gosh. And she solves the hard problem. Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's really a gift to all of us. And I am so blessed to be the one to deliver it. That's how I feel. It's
Yeah,
And, you know,
no, you're
and
right.
I, yeah. It is. It's people don't know that it's, what is bothering you at this moment? The answer's in there. It's there. And like I said, I don't remember where I
But
wrote
not
it, but
everybody, I mean, not everybody makes that transition, I don't think, because like Gödel, when he was with Einstein, and I've said this before, but he was when this is the amazing part about free will,
what?
is that he couldn't justify the algorithm. It took the algorithm of just any just name your algorithm, his, which was very complicated, but the point is that it took a human being to justify the algorithm. In
Right. I
mathematics
see.
should justify itself because it's mathematics, it should justify itself. But there are certain circumstances where no mathematic, what Penrose says, and so Hameroff, is that the mathematics itself cannot justify itself. It's only mathematics. It
Right.
takes, what's the next step that causes it to be ratified? Well, that's the human being. That's free will. You have to
Right.
be able to justify it. In other words, you can look at this thing, and so what? If you can't justify it in your brain, it doesn't make any difference. It's just
Right.
geometry.
Yep. Right.
So that's where you get into the dualism of consciousness outside the brain. And that's René Descartes. I mean, you're right on top of that. And I am, of course, studying it to make sure that you're right or wrong, as the case may be.
Right.
And you're right. You're dead right. At least in the opinion of some very important people who are much smarter than I am, but at least I can read about them. And so when I hear you speak, I chase them. Say, what does Penrose think about Merrill Lee? What does the latest Nobel laureate in physics say about Merrill Lee? And he says she's right.
Well, see, that's what makes you so perfect, John, because I never think of any of those things. I just don't. I just wrote the book,
Yeah.
and I never, I didn't study any of that. I studied love in real time, right in front of me, not in a book, not according to somebody else. I just studied it for a very long time. And not only studied it, but each time I learned a lesson, it's like I could hear voices louder speaking to me, like almost like if somebody were, just said a sentence or something, and it'd be one word that would just pop out louder and it would hit me. And I'm like, yeah, note to self, don't do that. Don't do that. That hurts. Don't do that. And,
It's like you're doing your own research there, aren't you? Yes, you are.
most definitely, because I made a commitment to love only. So I had to pay attention to what I was doing. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm perfect. I'm not gonna say that, it was a perfect ride throughout. No, it was very difficult. Very difficult.
Okay, so the next time you win an award, a national award, a national writing award, I'm going to write the judges and say, Merrill Lee is not perfect. She says she's not perfect. I have that. Yeah.
Right. Because
Good for
it's
you.
always
I mean, I want to re just return to that for a minute. Just for a moment. There are people in this world who live and live for getting an award. You have gotten three awards in the last 30 days, and like you're taking it like it's like we're going to have a, let's go for a picnic or something. I mean, it's like good. I mean, there are people who will become members of the Rotary to give the speech to say they got an award. I mean, you're like ho-hum. I got three awards in the last 30 days. I mean, you're not saying that. I'm saying it, but give me a break. I mean, you're getting literary awards like free fucking popcorn.
I think about that. I really do. And just I'm like aware of myself, my emotions, everything, how I'm taking it. And I think I even surprise myself because I'm so removed from the 3D world. So I almost feel like every time something goes on, I've witnessed something in that world. I'm just observing. So I think that's really cool. I'm observing it.
Well,
Like that.
I think that's a valid fifth dimension idea that you are there. I think that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, I don't think that the judges realize that you're seeing them from a higher plateau, but I think you are.
That's not to put anybody down or to minimize, anything. It's just that I'm observing myself, and even though I was really happy to get this Legacy Award. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like this book is worth reading right here. And I'm thinking to myself, how many awards do I have to win before somebody says, maybe I should look at that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of breaking loose today. I think today was kind of a breakout day,
Yeah.
frankly. I think so. I mean, I'm getting from the like when your social media posts, you were getting, approximately 20 responses right out of the box on what you were saying. I think that that's good. I think that what I wrote today on A Deal Danger Destiny came out of another person, and I thought it was very well done. A publisher. I also thought that the Kirkus Reviews, were they were willing to acquiesce to our request in terms of accuracy, which I thought was good for them. I think that there's a lot of big time people right now that are looking at you and looking at me as your scribe and saying, these guys are real. This is happening. This is happening. And they're, instead
Yeah.
of telling us, instead of being just curious, they are giving us their perspective on timing. Like, we will be this or we will be that, or, would you be willing to, or whatever. Those are all different comments than have you heard or do you care or whatever. Now they're giving us perspective in terms of what their involvement would be for us on a time frame.
Yeah.
That's really different. That's
Yeah.
unusual.
Well, yeah. I kind of feel like we're in the woods and f we're flint or something. We're trying to start a fire and, it's starting to smolder and people are, gathering around, feeling the heat, before it becomes an inferno.
I've done that, so it makes me smile. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
I have used flint to start fires.
Okay.
It's not easy. But
Yeah.
if you do it right, it's pretty fast. The biggest thing about, and I think we've done this, the biggest thing about starting a fire with flint is you have to have all of the material gathered first.
Yeah.
And the other thing you have to do is you have to have all of the support secondary material gathered as well, like the logs you're going to put in the fire after you start the fire.
Yeah.
Because what a lot of people do is they start the fire, they go out and look for the logs, and the fire burns out.
Oh, yeah.
Got
No,
to
you
have
need the
all that other
logs
stuff
and the
too.
leaves and all that
Right,
stuff.
all
Yeah.
the brush and all the, whatever. And then
Yeah.
how you're going to build your tent for the night, are you going to shelter and whatever, and da da
Right.
da. Sleep in a dead elk in my case
Oh,
because I
gosh.
forgot to build a tent. Yeah, it's
Right.
all there.
Yeah. So.
So you are terrific. You are terrific. I'm so proud of you. I can't believe it.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, today was pretty exciting for me. It just seemed like there was just, one confirmation after another today. I was really overwhelmed. Gosh, I actually was in tears for a good portion of it, just overwhelmed with the blessings in my life. And it was just like, I just want everyone to experience the same. Just experience it. Just do yourself a favor and get out of the 3D. And anyway, I've been doing that and then crying and everything. And then I hear a knock at the door, and I'm like, oh shoot, who's at my door? And I go over there, and it's the sheriff. And I'm like, hi. I'm thinking, what do I look like right now?
Oh,
up in the door. Yeah, apparently, I don't know. Somebody had reported, I don't know, not a missing child or, see, they were looking for a 14-year-old, and they said, no, I don't, haven't seen that, her,
Yeah.
whoever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But yeah, it's been an emotional day, that's for sure.
That makes me feel even better.
Why?
I don't know, just because it just it had an impact on you that you're not, you're not
Yeah.
taking this for granted because you are wonderful.
Oh no, I'm not taking it for granted at all. No, I never do. I mean, to the smallest little the confirmation, I'm literally living in that world, where I'm just picking up the message immediately. It's like there's angels and I don't know, tree fairies or something around me all the time. And I just can't stress it enough. And it doesn't matter how much I stress it. Like if I give you scripture and people are like, ah, yeah, oh, it's the Bible or, oh, I know that one. Or, but it's like, no, you've got to live it. Live it. And then you'll see how magical it is. When you make the
What I
Most
want
High
to
your
know is, do you
dwelling.
understand that the unprovable results, that disparity in mathematics,
What do you mean?
that the unprovable results in mathematics, to mean that the human mathematicians are not describable in a formal proof system, and therefore there is a non-computable algorithm, and therefore it has to be from an outside dimension, which equals the possibility of free will. Are you getting the importance of that? That's
The pot.
almost a proof of God. That's almost a proof of God in the 21st century. Yeah. Take my word
Okay.
for it. Okay. Believe me.
Okay, I am believing you as a scientist. I am believing you. But that's a deduction. I don't deduce, I experience. So
Oh
I
God,
know.
pardon me. Yes, I'm sorry. Shit.
I know there's a God and I know there's free will. Yes. And, again, I can talk to them blue in the face and people don't, I don't know, I guess won't realize that I'm right until they
Okay, we
find out.
switch this then to induction. How about that? Let's try the other side of that coin. We can induce that because there is a God, therefore the algorithm is correct, therefore Burley is correct, therefore John is excited. Let's
Yeah.
induce it all the
Okay. Well,
way
you
down
know what? However you want to make it right, the point is people please want to experience this, That obviously there's many people out there who have experienced the blessing and the favor, the grace of God. There's stories upon stories and testimonies, with the NDEs, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, near death experience.
Right. Those people, of
They're
course, are the biggest group by far. Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's plenty of people out there who say there is, they testify there is, but for the great many that don't have those experiences and they're just living in this world and they're given a favor, like they're given a break. Or their prayer was answered, then they thank God for that. But it's different when your behavior is purposeful and then you see the result of the purpose. That is incredible. It's just and it's not about the purpose, like you're out there at your job or your whatever your endeavor is. To be successful in this world, it's not that. It's you've got to be purposeful in how you love and
Well,
put
there's
everything
two
else aside.
couple things in play here. One, of course, one is the question becomes, when did you, in your process of commitment, realize some of this stuff? And the other, to me, is when did I recognize you as the outside the 3D dimension that you are? Does that take time, or is that immediate? Is
Well,
it quick? There's
And I'm,
one.
yeah, when I look at my own life, just keep going back further and further and thinking, what was it? You know, when was it? What happened? And, you know, just the fact that I'm an only child, there's situations that does line up, doesn't it? That just line up. You know, my dad basically telling me that there's no proof that I'm his father, I mean, his child. And I was like, who would say that? But just to take it for face value, that would mean that there's no witness. Then,
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, he must have been speaking out of fear because that makes no sense, really.
no, but that's an assumption. I don't know. I can't say that he was there. I am
So
not a
neither,
witness to it.
yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't vouch for that either. And, you know, just fast forward it. Like, I remember when I was doing my interior design business, and Lily, my the workroom, she was like, honey, this ain't it. She told me flat out that the design thing was, that's not it for me. She goes, she said, you're meant for more than this. Because you need to get out there. The people need you. And so, you know, you kind of take it with a grain of salt. And I'm like, all right, well, you know.
No, I get it. I told. I mean, I went to the Anaconda Company, and I had the boys working the mill take me out to lunch and say, get out of here, get out of
Yeah,
here.
right.
Mean, if you
Right.
stay, that's up to you, but get the hell out of here.
Right. Well, okay, so she says, no, it's not it. Okay. And then later on, and I told the story, I think, many times, that someone said, you know, you're like a bird in a cage that the world needs you. You need to get out. And I mean, you know, it was like drip, drip, drip. And that's really when I didn't realize who I was. Yeah, I just didn't know. I was just me with my personality, with what I do, with what I say, just being me. And other people were seeing it. And I wasn't thinking much of it until, you know, when he told me I was like a bird in cage, I all of a sudden it was like an avalanche and I couldn't get away from it. It hit me so hard. And yeah, that's when I had to make some really tough choices. You know, not knowing what was on the other side and just going forward anyway. Yeah, it was rough. Very rough. Many, many tests. And I had to just keep, you know, loving harder and moving forward and having faith.
That was a big learning for you, I guess. I mean, it sounds like it's an education as you're going through it. Kind of educating
Oh my.
yourself with the universe.
Well, a lot of it in the beginning, you know, when I there's okay, so then there's me, who I am, then there's other people who saw who I was, but I didn't know who I was. Then there was the avalanche, and then the commitment I had to seriously, and that time of observing, I had to keep my mouth shut a lot because I didn't want to hurt anybody. You know, I couldn't defend myself, couldn't hit back, defend myself. I wasn't going to do all these things that are contrary to love. And I just learned from it.
I'm losing your signal. I'm losing your signal. I'm losing your signal.
So,
I'm losing.
no.
Not yet. Try again. One, two, three.
Okay.
How
Hello.
about that? Gotcha.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was learning from everyone else, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. I was learning from everyone else. And I was hearing what they were saying. And I would just be like, well, that's not love. Well, that's not love either. And I just make a note of it. And it's like, don't do that, Marilee. Don't do that. Don't do that. And don't do that. And so everyone was, it was like the whole world was a book to me. And I was learning about me.
To everybody
And
else.
then
To everybody else.
through
Yeah.
everyone else. Yep,
Yeah. Yeah.
exactly.
Huh, how
Yeah,
about that?
and then finally I had my experience where like my vision changed and my hearing changed, and then I was God, I was inspired.
All
I
for the
was
better, I presume. Yeah, all for the better.
oh yeah,
Yeah.
most definitely. Actually, prior to that, prior to my experience, I remember being with Marie and Solana came up. I wasn't looking, I wasn't searching, nothing. And then it was when I heard the description, I started crying. I knew they were describing me. And I said, that's who I am. I can't tell you how or why, but I just know that that's me. And that's how that came about. And then from that moment forward, I got confirmation from all over the place that that was me. Documented, that's you. That's who you are. And I mean, the meaning of the name, you know, that is my God-given name.
Well, that must have been pretty powerful stuff.
Oh my gosh. It was just incredible. You know, and it took so much courage to, you know, just to stand faithful to it. You know, just in the face of everybody else who is attached to their, I'm going to call it slave name. I said, no, that's not me though. And when you think about it, it's really not anybody. It's something that is created for all of us, but you don't know who you are until God tells you who you are. And
And God in this context, I mean, we're not talking about the guy in the sandals and the beard. We're talking about an energy system? What are we talking about?
like the
God,
Holy Spirit.
the Holy Spirit. And the
Yeah.
Spirit is,
Love. Yeah.
yes,
That's
love.
the right. That's our counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it came to be. And one thing after another just kept falling into place, almost just like, you know, I don't know, just like a puzzle, just pieces just kept falling in, and way before me. It's really fascinating. So that's why, you know, fast forward to now with you know, you pulled out from who knows where to write this book. I know it's meant to be, especially the way you wrote it. Who does that?
Well, yeah, I mean that was just a flow of consciousness that came to me from somewhere, and that was great because it wasn't like I mean David McCulloch, he writes the books differently for sure. So yeah, it just came, it was just there, it was
Right.
all tuned up, it was ready to go. Somebody in the fifth dimension had the whole thing ready to go, and they just
Right.
I feel like they had a caulking gun, they just injected me with your story. And I just put
Right.
it on the paper.
That's
Speaking
the
of
Holy
injected,
Spirit.
I just had my big 24-inch screen light up with a Kirkus review of my book, of the
Nice.
beginning of our story, Deals Danger Destiny. You know what the
Brilliant.
headline is? A
What?
vivid portrait of a man's life that turns rollicking and soulful. That's my turns, rollicking and soulful. That's a headline. That's not bad. Very cool.
It's not bad. It might be too intelligent.
Is
Right.
Kirkus Reviews after all.
Right. You
Yeah.
know, people go, what does that mean?
Well,
Yeah.
your reviews, I use your reviews all the time. I think that Kirkus is going to get us, it's going to help. It's going to help in the library system, for example. Some bookstores,
Good.
stuff like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. While we're talking, let me read what I wrote again today because I really like it.
Which part? The part about me is part about you. Which part do you like the best?
My
Just kidding.
post?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, you're funny. Okay. Well, let's see. Stella's been acting weird lately. So yesterday, I was talking with someone who I think I told you, and he was like, "Marilee, I should have listened to you," because he had read the game like 8 months ago, and he was just so thankful, and he was, "I can't believe this book. It's blowing my mind." And then so I just, intuitively felt like I should check in to see how he's doing. He's like, "Oh my God, your timing." So we get on the phone and we're talking and whatever for a while. And then I said, did you see John's book? Have you seen the shoes? Have you?" He goes, "I see that pop up, but I don't know what that is. What's that all about?" So that's what
Ah, is
prompted.
that what triggered your deal? Your graphic and all that? Because I saw that. Yeah, so it was his comment from last night. Very good. Okay.
Exactly. So
All
that's
right.
why I thought, okay, so I got to put the pieces together for everybody. And I go, "He tells me I saw that. What's that all about?" I said, "A divine message for humanity has been delivered during this tribulation to dispel the babble, unify our understanding, and lead us out of the desert and into the promised land. He was divinely commissioned to write the story, chosen from the beginning. His extensive knowledge and life experience prove him to be the perfect scribe. Without an idea or intention, John writes the story from beginning to end without a plan, edit, or revision, taking us into the fifth dimension where the unchallenged power of the seraphim experiences the final battle between good and evil. This is the story how love returns. The historical account, players, images, dialogue, and emotional response transports the reader from fear to faith in one beautiful showdown. It's a love story not to be missed by those who wear the armor of God."
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It really
It just
is.
is.
It's beautiful. And it's it. That's it. That's what
Yeah,
happened. That is
right.
what happened precisely. Did that go out to the world today, everyone? Where'd that go?
Who knows? It's Facebook. Probably just went to you.
That's great.
I tagged a lot of people, and then I put it in different ascension groups and things like that. I'll share it in book groups. I'll do that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, people really need to know like the whole pie. Like, what is going on here? And like you said, one comment, at least comments, and she's read the game, and she just left a review on Goodreads for me. She goes, "The humanity needs this message so bad, Merrily, is the timing." And I said, "Yeah." So now she reads this post and finally putting it together, she's like, maybe I should read that after the game." And I'm like, "God, dang, you're not convinced yet? What do I have to do?" And I said,
Yeah.
"Well, I said, if you don't read it, it's the equivalent of not reading the game." And she knows the value of the game.
Well, I mean, the game is a standalone book, but these others kind of lead into it. I mean, they lead in and they develop it. I guess they do. I mean, Floppy Feathers. I mean, you're introduced in Deal, Date, or Destiny, and Floppy Feathers essentially is. Is your it's like a movie about who you are,
It is.
it is.
And
It's, I mean, I think, in fact, I think it'll become a movie, frankly. I'd be surprised if it wasn't a movie eventually.
Why do you sound like you're in the bathroom?
Well, because I'm just walking around here, that's
Oh,
all.
okay. Are you about to get in the tub or what?
Well. You want to cover that with the
I'm
crowd?
like, what just
I don't know.
happened?
been an interesting couple of what's been 30 days now. It might like almost a month, I think. Yeah.
That's
Come
amazing in itself.
on.
So I think people are getting tired of seeing my awards, quite honestly.
Well,
You know, I don't want to be boasting, but come on.
I mean,
What?
I don't know how to explain. I mean, the point is that you're getting the awards. I mean, the thing is that these are really and truly no shit awards. You know, I mean,
That's right.
I mean, sometimes, I mean, when you get so many awards, you start to, question whether or not they're valid. But I mean, it's like you got an Emmy and an Oscar, and a
I
Grammy,
don't know. Yeah. And I'm not posting all these things to boast about myself, but Facebook is just that. It's your book of stuff. It's a scrapbook. You're supposed to put everything on there so that when other people are looking for, well, who is this Mary Lee of Solana? They're going to go to Facebook and they're going to see all my stuff. I got to put it there.
I know. No, I understand that. That's how it is. Of
Yeah.
course. But
And I still don't
but it's
want to be
valid.
on LinkedIn. Right. Yeah, it's
I don't
valid.
know where to go or where not to go. I really don't. I guess my big triumph today was two things. One, I got Kirkus Reviews to drop my thing is there, and that's really cool. And the other one, and I'm going to go ahead and use them. And the other one is the New York Times Review of Books responded today to us.
Oh,
So
nice.
I think that our story is going to be good enough that at some point we'll be in the New York Times Review of Books. And it's going to be about the series, not about my book or your book. It'll be about how this is going on. I think that's we're becoming the story. You and your, I mean, you're not just you. You are only you, of course, but you have obviously people that you associate with besides me, that are part of how you grow and develop. And I have the same thing. And I think that, but the thing is, you and I are kind of flying the point right now, at least in the media area, you and I are flying the point. And it seems to be working for whatever reason. I'm happy about that. I didn't think that at this point in my life I would be happy about something like that. I thought I'd be happy about other stuff, like playing cards at the Senior Citizen Center. But that's not what I'm doing.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that says a lot too. I don't really pay a lot of attention to age at all. Like, I don't know about my age. Like, whatever that number is, I don't feel it at all. It literally is just a number. When people ask me, well, how old are you? Like, on whatever, where you got to put your date of birth. And I'm like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I'm like, God dang, I'm old. And I think about at the stories where, they, I don't know, they talk about, what is it, Walt Disney or so, I don't, I forget all the people that didn't do something until they were older.
Oh, Colonel Sanders. I think Colonel Sanders is probably the biggest one.
Really?
Oh yeah, and I'm sure
Yeah.
Disney is too. But I mean, Sanders was like really old before he picked up, the fried chicken business. Really old.
Yeah, and yeah, and Walt Disney too. They said he wasn't creative, and yeah, and Oprah wasn't made for TV, and but whatever the stories are. But now we're part of that.
Yeah,
We're
exactly.
totally part of that. I mean, you're gonna go down in history. I mean, at 81 years old, wrote this epic story. Pe like you said, people are playing bingo at your age. They're getting spoon-fed.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's like you're as strong as an ox, and when they know what you've been through, physically during this time of creating this work of art.
That's interesting because during the time that you and I have been together, as knowing one another and doing this process of bringing you forward and so forth, has been the most difficult time of my life, the toughest time of my life in terms of calamity, difficult times, in terms of physical. I mean, I've lost track of how many surgeries I've had the last 2 years
Right.
or 3 years.
How many things you've battled,
I mean,
and you.
they've had to reconstruct my diaphragm. I had cancer. I had a heart attack. They had to put my heart together. They put in the da-da-da, the
Right.
GI operation, whatever, I've been there.
Right.
But when it gets down to attitude, it's like when I had the heart attack, I wrote to my people, I said, have a heart attack more later.
Oh, God, I know.
That's an attitude thing.
Right.
And
I know, but it's one thing at 50, 60 years old, but at 80, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, that happened too, but I got writing to do.
I know,
That's
I
God.
know, I know.
That's proof of God right there.
I know, yeah, thank you. I'm pushing, I'm about to be 82. I'm pushing 82. And I'm the last man standing in a lot of my life experience. I'm the last man standing still. Or unfortunately because, but anyway, I am. One of my friends died last week, in fact, that was who used to work for me. And I've had three of those guys, three of my former employees die on me. It's just like, whoa. But you and I met in this like this cosmic environment, and I feel good. I really feel good. I mean, I can't believe it. Like you said, it's not about age. It's not. I
It's
feel pretty
not.
good. I mean, sometimes I can't tie my shoes because I hurt so goddamn bad. But on the other hand, my brain is good. My brain, I can still use my body to take my brain to meetings, And I went through infusion. Was it yesterday or the day before? I guess yesterday, day before. Full infusion for rheumatoid arthritis, which is a killer by itself. I forgot to mention that. I've got that too. Oh, God. I don't know. I'm not really
And
thinking.
still, you remember, you know what? And to me, as I'm watching you, I'm watching the devil throw everything at you to stop this book from coming out.
Well, he missed.
And
Poor bastard missed.
well,
I
or God is stronger. That's right. That's right. And
can't.
that, you know what? And that's exactly what I used to say to myself when I was writing the game. And I mean, it was a very long pregnancy, a very hard labor. And yeah, I'm still in recovery. You know, when you have to recover from that birth, it's like, no, I don't want to write another book right now. It's the last thing I want to
Yeah,
do. You
indeed.
know, I don't. I want to enjoy my life. I want to see other people enjoy their life and, you know, just watch this thing unfold. It's just so beautiful. It's like watching your child grow up.
Exciting. It really is exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I remember, I mean, 2020 when COVID hit, and I'm like, okay, this is about me. This is about me. I really felt that way. I'm like, I gotta just sit my ass down and finish this book. And because there were months where I just didn't touch it. I was so exhausted from it and just giving it so much energy. And then all the trials of going through people who would take thousands of dollars and promise me, you know, whatever it was, and they were not competent to do anything. And I'd start from scratch all over again. And, you know, I just kept feeling like I was just being set back. And I'm like, no. F you, devil. I win. And it took a lot of perseverance. And I had put on like 30 pounds during COVID, just in my room, either, you know, stressing about the book, you know, feeling the pressure about the book. And then there's the no sleep because I'm writing the book, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh. And just managing the whole thing. And it was really rough.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What can I say
Yes.
besides wow? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, and I know what it's like, obviously, to have four kids. You know, I was for 10 years straight, I was pregnant, I was nursing, you know, I'm recovering and losing the weight and everything. Boom, I'm pregnant again. I'm nursing, I'm recovering, just constantly, constantly, constantly. And then so with the book, it was like the exact same thing. And I was just putting on weight just from stress and inactivity and pressure and everything else. You know, till finally I just got it done. And now, thankfully, you know, I'm back to me. I'm like, oh, I made it.
What is the male equivalent of pregnancy and nursing and tired and again and again and again? What are the male equivalent of that, I wonder? Is there
There
one?
is no equivalent.
Wow.
There is no equivalent. No.
Wow.
Yeah, it's rough.
It makes me feel kind of ordinary when I hear your story.
Yeah, and
I
I
don't
had four C-sections.
know. Well, that's gotta be kind of dicey. I mean, how did they figure out? I mean, how they did they do a good job? I mean, are you all
They did a really
scarred?
good job.
Are you all
They
scarred
did
up or what? Oh,
no,
you're good.
They
Yeah,
did
you're
a
good.
really good job. I even told the doctor, I was like, wow. And he smiles. Yeah, but it's major surgery. You've got to recover each
Well, of
time, and
course. I
each
mean,
time.
it's abdominal surgery. They open you up.
Sure,
Yeah,
yeah, right. And
absolutely.
and now I've got, one in the belly, one in the hand, and two in the hand, and one in the belly, and three in the hands, and four. And you're just like trying to recover, and it's just, it's just a lot. And that's life. I'm not complaining.
No,
Every woman
I
out,
know.
we've all got something going on.
Of course, of course. I think my biggest, I think of all the surgeries I've had, and I've had a bunch of them, is that when they started using super glue to tie up the incision instead of stitches. Have you
Yeah.
had that happen to you yet?
No.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I think it was on my diaphragm or something. I can feel this. It's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah,
And I'm super glued up. They super glued me together.
yeah. Speaking of super glue, Ben, he comes over and he needs a knife, John. And I
Oops.
said, oh God. I said, Ben, I look at Peter, and Peter looks at me and I said, Ben, please be careful. It's so sharp. Okay. It's so sharp. And he's like, Mom, and I go, no, really, babe, it's sharp. So he takes the knife and he's gonna cut something or other. Next thing I know, he's like, Mom, he goes, do you have a Band-Aid? And I look at him, I go, are you serious right now? He goes, it's your fault because you said it was sharp. It's your fault. I go, oh, it's my fault. And the damn thing would not stop bleeding. And so he had to finally super glue it.
There you go. Okay.
The damn thing, meaning his finger. That's exactly what happened to me. That knife is so sharp, John, that it just barely poked the crease of my finger and it would not stop bleeding. And I'm like, oh my God, this knife's, yeah.
Well, I
Super
guess
careful
it's,
with it.
yeah. But nothing quite as nice as a sharp knife, you know.
Well, Ben loves that in the kitchen, right? So, I think it was Easter or something. I don't remember when it was, but I hid it. And Peter goes, Mom, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting the knife away. And Ben's coming. He goes, Mom, he's a grown man. I said, I don't care. It's Ben.
That's funny. That's
And
funny.
yeah, sure enough, the next time he comes over, boom, I'm like, ay, ay, ay. Yeah.
Well, that's a full Damascus blade. Those guys, those are tough blades. Those are good blades. They really are.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It was a really good blade. I mean, it's really nice to cut a nice
Yeah.
clean line, but
Yeah.
it's almost borderline of like a mandolin.
Yeah.
Mandolins are scary.
Well, especially if you make a mistake and run your the fist the butt of your hand through one. Yeah. Very
Your
scary because
hand, I
then
mean, just your fingers, if you're holding it and you think, oh, I got this, I got this. And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, and it just, the tip of your finger's gone. It's
Well,
awful.
if you make a big mistake, you become pork loin. You know, because your hand goes.
Gosh, no. The thing is, we know better, but we think that we can, I can wing it. I can wing it, and then you get hurt. And that's exactly what I said to this guy yesterday when he was saying I should have listened to you, Marilee. He goes, I thought I could handle it. He goes, I read the book. I thought I could handle it. He goes, I just screwed it all up. And he goes, but this time I'm going to take it more seriously. And that's exactly right. So I told him, but don't forget, you're in the game. Whether you like it or not, you don't get a break. You don't get to put the book down and think you're away from it. So now that you're going through your divorce, you've got to stick by it really close in order to get out unscathed. Otherwise, if you wing it again, this whole next episode of going through the divorce is going to get really ugly. Don't do it.
I think I think that was the best line I've ever had in my life. Was it Craig who
Yeah,
reminded us
Craig.
that you're or Craig that you're in play?
Yep, that's right.
You know,
It's
he was,
arresting, he said.
yeah.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He
Is
goes the moment.
getting to know Mary Lee coming along, you think? The other book?
Yeah, he's still working on the fundraising, and I did the GoFundMe, and that's out there, and I'm thankful for those who are donating to it. And I actually, I had written a description, and I just wasn't feeling good about it, because it just seems so self-serving. Like I'm trying to get this published because it's written about me,
Of course,
and
yeah.
so I was telling Craig about it, and I'm like, I don't know, Craig, I did this, but I just don't feel good about it. And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, because it seems self-serving." And he gave me this rundown, and he says, "No." And this is by text. And he says, "No, this is what it is." So then he wrote it out, and I said, "You know what? You're right. You're right." So I just copied what he wrote, and I put it right in the description. And I just said, "I just decided to rewrite this description. Craig deserves so much more, and this is what he had to say. And I'm hoping that you can help, because God bless him. Okay, so let me tell you this part too. So he wants to publish his book, and he feels that it is deserving of the best that he can get, the best publisher that would take his work. And he got accepted by an affiliate or a yeah, of HarperCollins. And I
That's
was like,
cool.
what?
That's cool.
Yeah, huge. And I'm like, Craig, what do you mean? I'm like, no, don't do it, because it was really a lot of money. And I said, no, Craig, don't. Just do, self-publish on Amazon. It's fine. It'll get out there and people find out. No, Marilee, he was very adamant. No, you deserve this. I deserve this. I'm doing this. I want everybody to know. I want that book in every bookstore. He was just adamant about all they were going to do for the book. And I'm like, well, okay, Craig. You know what? I mean, what? Who am I to stand in the way, right?
Right, of
And
course.
then, yeah. So he only had like a limited amount of time to come up with $13,000, and that was astronomical. It was just like, this is too much money, Craig. It's like, where are you going to get all this? And to my surprise, I think within a week, he had enough donations that he covered $10,000. And I was like, what? From who? Where? And he goes, I don't know, Marilee. He goes, it was only a handful of people and it covered it. And I was like, what? Totally blown away.
Amazing story, isn't it? Isn't that an amazing story, really?
It baffles my mind. I don't know who these people are. God bless them all. Complete angels. So now, of course, Craig's in up to his eyeballs in this, because it's almost paid off. But he still has a few thousand dollars to go. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And I'm kind of wrestling myself, like, people are gonna think, oh sure, Marilee, it's all about you, and just and everybody's an expert, and they're all gonna say, just go ahead and put it on Amazon and blah blah blah. So I'm not feeling confident about it, but I'm like, get over your fear and just put it out there, because you're doing this for Craig, right?
All
So
right. Yeah.
I did it. And then I went to a few of, people that I know, and one of my co-authors says, you know what he does? He sends me self-publishing by Amazon. What is it? The
KDP, I think it's called.
KDP, yeah,
Yeah.
KDP. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, thanks. I don't need you to offer KDP to me. Clearly, if you would have read it, there's more to this story than somebody slapping their book up on Amazon. You know how many people do that?
Yeah.
And it's not worth anything. I said, and you hurt my feelings by doing that. You couldn't just throw $20 at it. This is what I'm talking about, loving harder. It's not for you to judge. It's not, I'm not asking you for help where to publish it. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I have a GoFundMe going on. And it just, And again, it's unfortunate, but sometimes it's those who put themselves out there as godly people all the time.
Yes, I understand that. I wish more people did.
Put themselves out in public as if they are, and then when it comes to, the act of being godly, they fall short. Just like the other post I was telling you about, and I'm going to talk about that on my podcast about the five things. It's like he's making this adamant post about, what people say and what God said or what Jesus said, and he never said that. And he's kind of, pissed off about it. And I go in there and I bridge the two things so that we are on the same page in our understanding. And he deletes my comment.
He erased them.
I think you can hide it if you don't like it. Yeah,
Okay,
he
all
hid
right,
my
so,
comment.
okay.
And I'm thinking to
Right.
myself, that's not godly. You don't like the fact that I bridged it all together so that people can understand that when,
No, that's tactical on his behalf. Yeah, that's not anything, it's just tactical.
And
Yeah.
that is religion.
Right. Is he selling something, or just is he just his ego got in the way? Is that what
No,
happened?
his ego got in the way.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so one, yeah,
Well,
you need to read the book.
gonna send you a picture of my Kirkus review. I'm thrilled about this, actually. Speaking of other stuff, I think between your award a week program and I think we're going to hit. I think we're very close to hitting. Here we are.
Hitting what?
Hitting, I mean, just the flow, going there. I mean, getting the, movies and
Oh.
everything else. I think you're going to be in a
Oh,
movie. You're going
yeah.
to become an avatar. You'll be an avatar. And, James Cameron is going to, have you saving the Titanic. You're going to bring up the Titanic. No one can do it except Marilee. She's the one that brings up the Titanic.
Well, isn't that funny though? Isn't that funny how that's what you were doing when we met?
Exactly. I was doing Cameron, wasn't I? Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
You sent me all of it. You
Yeah.
read. Yep. Or
Boy, that
no,
was
what
me.
was the Queen?
Well, I was doing the Queen Mary because we were trying to put a new bottom of the Queen Mary, but I had done the Titanic before when my buddy, the helicopter pilot, died in part of the filming. Yeah. Well, I
Crazy.
looked him up, in fact. Yeah. God damn. Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting life. Maybe someday we'll do. I mean, we'll do about that someday, about what all these various things have been that have been very interesting, because they're not in the book either, And none of the
I
Titanic
know.
stuff is there. None of the Queen Mary stuff is there. I mean, I put it up on Facebook not long ago. The biggest listing I ever had was the well, it was the SS United States was the biggest listing I ever had, and it had the Queen Mary as well. Yeah, ships. Down to the sea in ships. Wow. I must
That's
have
you, John.
salt water in my veins or something. I don't know. I
Probably by
don't know.
now.
God.
Yeah. So
All right. Well, it's
any
time for
update?
dinner. Huh?
So
What?
no update yet on Floppy? No update?
Not, no,
Not
no,
yet?
I'm, but I'm going to give it. I don't know. No, nothing. But I'm going to see, I'm going to see, I'm going to guess that we're on a window that is probably. I think we're on a 14-day floppy window, one way or the other. I'm going to guess that just
Yeah.
based on my experience in the, in the few in the past of what people, do and don't do and whatever it is.
Right.
I think we're just going to have to float for 14 days, not necessarily whatever, but no answer. But I know what's going on. I think everybody's scrambling, and I think what's happening is that your publicity, your notoriety and you're winning it and all that stuff has got everybody weathercocked into we got to get this done, and they probably weren't ready.
Yeah.
I mean,
Right.
face it, we had the publisher himself work over the weekend to accommodate our
Right.
cover, you know.
Oh, think yeah, speaking of which, I really think that the title should be a little darker.
Oh God, I almost hate to ask for it. We've asked them for so much so far, but
No, we haven't. We have
that?
not. Ah, we asked for one revision. We can
Okay.
ask. You know
All
what I mean?
right.
Because it's really hard to see.
All right. Okay,
And
I'll mention it.
yeah.
I'll
Yeah.
mention it.
And you know what? Actually, he'll probably notice that himself. If you sent him, a screenshot or whatever of my post today, he's going to recognize it himself. It'll probably be his own idea.
Well, it is. It's on their site right now. It's already up.
Okay.
So he
Okay.
may see it. Assuming
Cool.
he looks at it, but he's now doctor. Like we're both now doctors, so we're getting kind of uppity between the two of us.
Okay. Silly. All right.
All right. You okay?
Yep.
We good?
I'm good. Oh, we're
Okay.
good.
All
We're
right.
good. Okay. I
Go
love
polish that trophy. Okay.
you. Yeah, that's what
All
I'm going to
right.
do. Okay. I'll talk to you later. I love
Okay.
you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.